Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is Ingrained Insights, an ongoing forum to explore the business of snack and bakery product development. Today's guest is Charlie Kaufman, Senior Product Specialist, Ingredient Performance for PerkinElmer. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Oh, thanks, Doug. I'm real happy to be here.
Charlie Kaufman helps PerkinElmer clients analyze ingredient performance and minimize food waste, thereby becoming more ecologically responsible and more profitable. He's a graduate of the University of Nebraska and a member of both the Cereals and Grains Association and the Institute of Food Technologists. He notes that some of his accomplishments have been intentional on his part. Charlie, can you tell us how you and PerkinElmer became involved in the industry?
Yeah, gladly. So a few years ago, PerkinElmer acquired a Swedish company called Perten Instruments, and me along with it. And Perten Instruments has been the industry leader in flour quality analysis, grain, food, feed, things like that since the early 1960s. So the Perten name will be familiar to a lot of the listeners. Related to falling number and the rapid visco analyzer and some of our near-infrared technologies. And so in adding Perten to the PerkinElmer group, they added a lot of flour and baking expertise to what I think was already a pretty diverse food industry offering in terms of things like gas chromatographs and atomic absorption and stuff like that. And then more recently, we've added some safety and toxicity testing stuff that's going to be really important for us in the flour industry going forward. So long history of expertise with Perten since the early 60s, and then plus this current expansion that should really ensure that we're a one-stop shop for grain, food, flour testing, and all the rest.
So what are some of the main challenges for millers and bakers in terms of ensuring strong efficiency and and minimizing waste?
Sure. So when we think of waste, we tend to think of it as purely wasted food or wasted ingredients, but really waste is wasted production. So it's really a percentage of the entire operating cost of a company or facility that's getting wasted if product is having to be scrapped or reworked. So it goes all the way up the supply chain to logistics and grain buying and ingredient sourcing and things like that. So the big goal is to have consistent flour quality and optimizing flour quality for individual applications. And for millers, that means flour output. And then of course, for bakers and snack manufacturers, that means ingredient input. So one of the challenges that the milling and baking industry really struggles with is the standard industry standard test for evaluating water absorption and mixing tolerance and stability in wheat flour is done by a device that is, it's very much a 20th century technology. It's a metal mixing bowl and a metal set of mixing blades that are the sample interface. And so these devices, because of the nature of the test itself, they tend to drift apart over the years. They wear, they develop their own little personalities. And the state of the industry has always been that flour is being tested by these devices that are inherently discrepant, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a real challenge for, let's say, the grain buying group at a milling company to confidently source wheat to different mills that are testing it with devices that are inherently discrepant. So if you take a miller and they've got a 100 unit train of wheat, and we're going to assume that it's all the same wheat, and they're going to send it to three consecutive mills, mill A, mill B, and mill C. And the idea is that everybody takes 33 rail cars and change, and it's all the same wheat. All three mills are making the same product with that wheat. And so off the train goes on its merry way, and it arrives at Mill A. Mill A tests it with their device, and they say, "We love it. We'll take our full share." And so the happy little train proceeds down onto to Mill B, and Mill B tests this wheat, which again, it's the same wheat, with their device, and they say, "We hate it. We don't want it. You got to send us something else to make this product." So the now two full train continues down onto to Mill C, and Mill C tests it, and they say, "Well, we're a little lukewarm on it. We'll take some of it, not our full share, and you're also going to have to send us trucks of something else to blend with it to get it into specification." And so this logistical shell game that millers are having to play with rail cars full of wheat is catastrophically expensive, and just untold millions of dollars get spent in just shuffling these rail cars and trucks around, making sure that that mills get wheat that matches their specifications for given products. And all of this excess shuffling and freight and diesel fuel and everything else that gets paid for, it's all just because the devices don't agree with each other. If the devices all agreed with each other, they could confidently source the same wheat to a discrepant like set of mills, and everybody would get the same result. So I think it really makes the milling companies, grain buying groups tear their hair out. But the other downstream effect is that if the devices that are doing the analysis are discrepant, if all the devices are yielding the same result, that means that the flour itself is actually different from facility to facility. So not only are you introducing all this waste into this process of logistical wrangling, but you're also introducing variability into the flour itself, which can perpetuate increase waste rate at the actual facilities that turn the flour into food. So it's a process with a lot of upstream and downstream consequences, and the end result is more variable flour and more wasted logistical costs. So that's a big challenge that we set out to tackle with some of our technologies, discrepant devices and variable flour.
I'm sure very frustrating, and that inconsistency, I mean, will drive reduced profitability in a number of different ways, as you noted. So how can PerkinElmer help millers and bakers overcome these challenges?
So we developed a technology that is piggybacked onto the device that does this analysis. We make a device called the Dough Lab that performs this test for water absorption and stability and mixing tolerance and things like that. And it had the same set of reproducibility issues from device to device as other devices that perform this test. So what we developed is a calibration system that applies a correction factor to every single point in the data stream of this test. So every second for 20 minutes, this calibration system is applying a calibration factor to this curve. So this was really tricky in a lot of key ways, but once we figured it all out, it worked pretty well. And the big challenge that we had to overcome at first is that because of the nature of the device and because of the nature of this test, there isn't a standard traceable material that you can calibrate to, right? So you've got a dry flour sample in the mixing bowl, and then the device adds water to that sample and it creates a dough, and you're measuring the properties of that resultant dough. So there's no traceable material like mineral oil or something like that that you can use as a reference standard. So we have to use flour, right? Which is notoriously variable and, mm-hmm. Has different yeah. properties across different flour types and grades and stuff like that. So that seemed like it was going to be a real nightmare. And if you're going to use flour, then how do you decide what data set you're going to calibrate to? So who's right in a world where all the devices are discrepant? How do you decide who's right? And so the standard that we're calibrating to is actually the combined result of a group of reference laboratory devices that the industry frequently uses as third-party testing solutions. So we sort of agreed as an industry that if anybody is right, these folks are right. So we can, through the miracles of modern chemometrics and data analysis, we can create sort of a consensus result to calibrate to. And then we have a master group of DoLab devices in our lab in Springfield, Illinois, that we can then mathematically tether, so to speak, to that reference result. And then all the devices out in the field at the mills and bakeries and wherever else they may be, those can get calibrated and aligned to the master group. So everything is mathematically tied together like kindergartners on a field trip, right? Everything gets sort of snapped into the big magnet in the middle. And the effect of all of this is that it drastically improves the reproducibility of the test across devices. And it means that the devices don't drift apart over time because you can realign them to the big magnet whenever you want. And it means that they don't drift individually as they age. And if one of them is drifting abnormally, you immediately know who it is. So we can initiate any kind of a maintenance or hard recalibration protocol that we might have. So it is a rare instance in the food quality testing world where you set out to do something and it works out pretty much the way that you wanted it to, which I can't tell you how rare that is, where at the end you're left looking at the data and thinking, yeah, just like the coach drew it up. But it happened that way for us this time, and it really works well, and it really improves the reproducibility of the test. And it has had the intended effect for our partner milling institutions in reducing that logistical waste and improving flour consistency.
Yeah. So that's the goal, is improve consistency, streamline consistency, expected results. So how did you work with the industry to ensure that the solution was providing the consistency that they were looking for across the value chain?
Well, we had the easiest and the best motivation possible for developing this technology, which is that a milling company came to us and said, let's solve this problem together. So this torque alignment technology was co-invented with Bay State Milling. They're a real leader in product offerings, and then in testing and analysis and R&D in the milling space. So they came to us and said, we would like to tackle this project with you, and we would like to solve this historical issue that the whole industry has struggled with for decades and decades. And they, of course, have all the resources of a milling company that they can bring to bear, all these flour samples and all these devices at discrepant facilities. So we had a real embarrassment of riches in terms of the data and the throughput that were available to us. And so within a year or so, we had really nailed down the nature of the problem and the solution. And it has just been little tweaks ever since then to just sort of improve it and streamline it and make it easier to recalibrate. So they are the co-inventors. Their names are on the patent as well as ours. And it has been a true partnership with those folks in developing this technology. They're really almost our co-workers at this point.
Yeah, that's great. And so from your point of view, what does the industry look like in 5 years? Where are we headed?
Well, I've got no choice but to give you my rosiest kettle in the forest projection here, which is that if millers and bakers are sharing this technology amongst themselves, it means that the entire industry, whether it's a flour mill or an industrial bakery or even a baked snack manufacturer, everybody's getting the same results for the same flour. And then the test becomes vastly, vastly more descriptive than it has ever been. So it's a tide that sort of, when the tide rises and it lifts all the boats, right? Everybody's waste rate goes down, less wasted food, better flour, and happier, more profitable folks across the board. So that's really what we're trying to get at, is to take this technology to the bakers, because of course the millers all know about it, but to take this technology to the baking world so that everybody can really link arms and improve reproducibility for this kind of analysis, because it was and remains really crucial to everybody's process and decision trees. And if the data itself gets better, then everybody gets better.
Yeah, that's a goal that we absolutely can all agree on.
It's the name of the game.
Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Charlie.
Oh, it was a real pleasure, Doug. I really appreciate you having me on.
For more insights related to improving snack and bakery operations, view the plant efficiency topic on snackandbakery.com. Thanks for spending some time with us today. This is Ingrained Insights.